Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Caster, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guest is Anna Watson. Hello, Anna.
Hi.
Anna is our city government reporter. She covers issues regarding the city government, from City Hall to just city issues that affect Jefferson City residents. So Anna's relatively new to the News Tribune. So first of all, welcome to our team.
Thank you.
All right. So she's gotten her feet wet with a couple council meetings, and the most recent council meeting, pretty substantial news came out of that. We appointed a new police chief. Anna, kind of walk us through how we got here. So why were we looking for a new police chief, for those who may not have known?
Yes, yeah, so back in February, last February, Chief Schrader announced that he was going to retire. And the chief had been in his current position for about 23 years. So, you know, in terms of setting the tone for the police department, it was quite a big change.
It was. So the duty to find the new police chief started with the city administrator, Stephen Kroll. Correct?
Right. That's correct. And it kind of boils down to how it's laid out in the city charter. And this kind of goes for all department heads. And what it says in the city charter is that the city administrator recommends a candidate, or could be multiple ones, to the city council for approval.
So they did a national search, as well as a local search for candidates. How many candidates did they end up getting?
There were 19, and that was a mix of internal JCPD candidates and external.
Okay. So once they had this pool of 19 candidates, then Kroll had basically created a mechanism by which the candidates would be interviewed. So kind of walk us through, there were two different panels that interviewed the candidates.
Right, so he comprised two different committees, basically, for the different hiring process. And the first committee looked at the basic qualifications and skills that each candidate who applied had, and whether those would qualify for the job of police chief. And there were a number of local law enforcement practitioners. The committee was made up of a diverse group of people. It wasn't just law enforcement, but they were basically looking at the basic qualifications of the candidates. The second committee looked more closely at the interpersonal skills of the candidate to see which would be best fit for the job.
How it would fit in with the department as well as within the community.
Right, because the police chief really needs to be somebody that's a leader within the community and kind of that spokesperson for the department when it comes to city council meetings and, you know, talking about the resources and the budgets and things like that going forward with city council as well.
Okay. So those two committees met and then submitted their findings to the city administrator, who then came down with a finalist of Captain Eric Wilde, correct?
That's right.
And so that was submitted then to the council. And if you look in our show notes, if you missed Anna's story, we'll have a link to the story in her show in our show notes that explains what happened at the council. But kind of walk us through how that all went.
So Kroll put out in a memo that he had nominated Captain Eric Wilde. And that happened about, it was the Friday before city council. And it was in a memo who Eric Wilde was. And I also didn't mention on the second committee, there were, I believe, four council members serving on that committee. So you presume that they also were a part of this process. And Kroll said that he took the advice and the suggestions from both committee members. So going forward, you knew that you had at least four people who were part of that second committee. And then going forward at the city council meeting, the council unanimously voted in favor of Captain Wilde. And Captain Wilde went to the podium and expressed how humbled he was at this opportunity to lead and how supportive the Jefferson City Council had been to the department, and how he was looking forward to accepting the position and becoming the chief.
Yeah. In some respects, it was a little bit of a surprise. I mean, during the hiring process, there were some areas there where it could shift one way or the other. For instance, they had talked about the idea of having public input like they did when they hired the fire chief, where the public could come in and talk to the candidate before the person was hired. And the city administrator basically said, if I'm remembering correctly, that it would be up to the council how they wanted to proceed. So that was an option going into the council meeting Tuesday night, was to set up some public meetings where the finalist, Captain Wilde, could be talked to, or even the council could have said, no, we don't like that candidate, we want someone else. So it seems a bit of a surprise, was it to you, that they just had a vote that night and did a unanimous vote?
Well, the way that city charter is written is sort of giving it to that ambiguous, varied options, where in city charter, it's written that city council and mayor may approve. So beyond the scope of that, there's a lot of different ways they could have gone with that. And I think maybe having a public input session so the public could ask questions of one candidate or multiple candidates was fair. And that certainly was what happened in hiring the previous fire chief. So there might have been some expectation with that. But talking to Kroll, understanding that the second committee had sitting council members on it, it wasn't that surprising to me. I had also spoken with another council member before who said he was very comfortable with Captain Wilde being nominated. And I think because he's internal, there is that level of comfort. It's possible that council members previously worked with Wilde. Mm-hmm. So going forward, I think unanimous support is also a great thing to have.
Sure.
It was surprising that no one even said anything during a public hearing at the city council meeting, but it is great to see that overall support for him.
Yeah. Well, I think you probably hit it right on the head, too. There's a level of familiarity. There's a level of comfort. The internal candidates that were seeking that position, all three of them, had our high-profile positions in the community where they have interacted with the public and the council. So it probably is not that big of a surprise that it was that quick of a decision once it was made. So let's talk about Captain Wilde as far as what his experience is. So tell us a little bit about him.
Captain Wilde has been with the Jefferson City Police Force for about 24 years. He was hired in August of 1998. And he has worked in various positions there as well. He has 30 years of military experience. When I interviewed him actually today, he spoke about he first was named captain in 2014, and he was in charge of, I can't remember exactly all the units he said, but I know it was more administrative aspects. I think animal control was on there. It might have been traffic, I'm not sure. And now in his current role, he heads the operations division. So that is patrol, that's SWAT team, crisis intervention team. So he's kind of had a plethora of experience internally, as mm-hmm. well as broad military experience as well.
Okay. So you mentioned that you spoke with him today. So we do have a story that if you're listening to this podcast, we'll have in the show notes also where we will be sharing what you found out at that interview. But let's talk a little bit about what his plans are going forward. You know, once the transition occurs where Chief Schroeder does step down and Captain Wilde takes control, what are his goals going into this new position?
That was my first question that I asked him. And actually, my first question I asked him was, what are you excited about? And I was surprised. He said, I'm excited about getting back out there, and I think he meant more on the streets, because as a commander, you're kind of left in the office and kind of working the units that way and taking phone calls mm-hmm. and all of that. And I was very surprised by that, because I would assume, you know, some of the responsibilities of chief are to, of course, lead the department, but also prepare the annual budget, be the liaison, like I said, with city council. And so he actually talked about getting back on the streets, and I thought that was interesting. And then broadly, what he has planned is, I think, talking internally about what expectations staff and officers have for the department.
So let's hear from Captain Wilde, in his own words, what he hopes to bring to the department as chief.
For me, I'm most excited about having the opportunity to be the official eyes and ears of the Jeff City Police Department, and the ability to get out into the community, start talking to more business owners, start talking to more citizens about what their needs are. As a captain, you've got a lot of day-to-day responsibilities here that you have to tend to, so you don't get out quite as often as you should. So as a chief, I plan on being out there a lot more than I am now and just talking to people. So I love this community. I love the people in it. So I think that's a great opportunity for me and very excited about it. Having been a commander over two of the divisions here, it gives you a much broader view of what the inner workings of the police department actually are. My first assignment as a captain was over Support Services Division, which was the 911 center animal control record section and facilities. And that's not something that you're exposed to as a regular police officer. So that really opens your vision to the entire workings of the police department. I mean, as you become a police officer, you're used to police operations, but you're not so much involved with the management of those other sections. So I think that experience really served me well. And then coming back into the operations side of things, it really gave me an opportunity to think about how to deploy our resources in a responsible and efficient manner, get the job done, because we're facing some staffing shortages right now. So it's about covering the streets at all times. So, you know, just that broad range of experience, I think, by being in two separate divisions here has really helped me out through the years.
So when you think of someone who's been on the force for that many years, obviously there's been a lot of changes in how police department operates. So in some respects, you have a new chief coming in. There are new challenges or opportunities that maybe the previous chief or previous generations didn't have to deal with. So what are some of the things that, looking forward, that he is looking to really try to address?
Opportunity is an interesting word, because it's something that City Administrator Kroll also mentioned, is like, it's an opportunity for a new face to kind of lead the department. Not that the old one isn't leading the department right, in the way it's supposed to be, but it's just an opportunity for a new person with new goals to step in. And when asked about that, I think Captain Wilde was talking a lot about changing with the environment that mm-hmm. is happening. And I think he talked a lot about, in today's age, in the current policing environment, you have to get creative and you have to be more patient and more compassionate. And I think that is kind of revolving around the realm of mental health and how widespread we're seeing this as we start to take care of ourselves and start to really examine what is mental health in the U.S. I think that's something that Captain Wilde mentioned as being one of the more critical points of his ideas about policing going forward.
Yeah. So one of the challenges that we've reported on in the past, and I'm sure he will also be facing, is staffing, hiring police officers, retaining, recruiting. Did he share any thoughts as to how he was going to approach that?
He said he was really going to lean into the position of discussing how supportive the city is with the police force. Starting salary, I believe, is around $46,000 pay for officers. And that was just raised, that was voted into at the two city council meetings ago. So I think he's really going to talk about how, in such a volatile environment, a polarized political climate we see all across the nation, he really wants to talk about how working for Jeff City is a very community-oriented, driven, and supported department.
Mm-hmm. So, Anna, one of the issues nationally, and it's become a bit of an issue now here locally too, is body cameras. There is a move afoot to get them in the Jefferson City Police Department. So what did Captain Wilde have to say about his view of body cameras, why they were needed, how they will be implemented?
Yeah, so this kind of relates back to the passing of the Jefferson City Public Safety Tax, and that's kind of the operating funds where body cameras are coming out of. Wilde said they're extremely expensive. They've had in-car cameras for quite a while, but the purpose of body cameras, and there's some things that the car cameras don't pick up, and there's some things that even body cameras don't pick up. But for the most part, it's a 24/7 surveillance that is supposed to protect the officer and also the victim, but also be used for evidentiary purposes in a trial or different elements that relate to that. So he said that they were getting them. They're quite expensive, but it is an upgrade.
Okay, so, you know, if he is the face of Jefferson City, I get that, but there's also an element of he's a resident of Jefferson City. So I'm just curious about a few things, Anna. So one of the things I know that you asked him during the interview was if he'd always wanted to be a police officer, if that was his childhood aspiration. So let's hear what he had to say.
I never came into law enforcement thinking I want to be a chief someday, but I always wanted to improve myself. And I always wanted to improve everything that I've had my hands on in the department. You know, I always wanted to leave every section a little bit better, every call for service a little better. So I think naturally, as that has happened over the years, I've just, I think whenever you want to leave everything better, you just naturally do a good job. So did I come into it thinking I want to be a chief someday? No. but I do want to serve this community and do like I've done all along, which I think is make what I have control over better.
Tell us a little bit about his family, wife, children, things like that.
I believe he does have a family. He went to Central Missouri for school, and that was 25 years ago when he got out, graduated, came to Jeff City, has worked for the police force for 24. He did say at the city council meeting how it was funny, he was remembering he recognized faces at the community center there tonight, and they were faces, not just public officials or people within the department, but people in the community that he recognized.
Mm. So, yes, again, a longtime resident of Jefferson City. So tell us some interesting personal facts about him that you know.
He said he has all the, air quotes, traditional hobbies, which consist of hunting, fishing, being outdoors, and doing all of those active activities. But he also said that he, in his personal time, he really likes woodworking.
Oh, yeah?
And building things from scratch, and for his wife, for his kids.
All right, Anna. Well, we've enjoyed this conversation with you today about what will be Chief Wilde. If you're listening to this podcast, we would ask you to look at the show notes where you can read more of Anna's work about Chief Wilde's hire as Jefferson City Police Department. Anna, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.